Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everyone everywhere, Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of an amazing two-part interview with our good friend David Herron. Now, folks, he has released a new book called End Time Living, Despite Conflict and Hardship, All Is Well. And he spent the latter part of almost 16 years studying the Bible and all the references, and he has documented some things that indicate we have really entered the early phase of the end days. Amen. You bet. He remains optimistic. Now, if you missed any of the prior episode, you need to go back and catch up in part one, because I don't have a lot of time to cover the same information we already went over. But I'm telling you, folks, you need to get his book, End Time Living, Despite Conflict and Hardship, All Is Well. Go down the show notes, click the link, grab it right now. But for now, we're going to jump back into the conclusion of this great interview with David Herron.
What are some future things that you're looking at that are beginning to take shape right now on the horizon that Jesus also referred to as happening in the end times?
Oh, okay. I thought we were already talking about that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we talk about the pestilence, we talk about the persecution, but there's certain events that are taking shape right now.
You mean in the church?
It could be in the church. It could be just in the United States. It could be, you know, a world news thing.
I think, and I'm not new on this. I mean, my own pastor preaches on this. There is a weakening of the church.
Oh yeah.
And God does not like that. He has not liked that from the beginning. If you read Revelation 3, the last church of the seven is the lukewarm church. Yep. And some of us believe that there is a dual prophecy there. It's literal for that time, but it's also progressive through history. So that would make the final church the lukewarm one. And we look around, and boy, there's so much, you know, there's not a whole lot of zeal for the Lord in the church. And there should be. Yeah. I mean, this should be the most important thing in a Christian's life, is the Lord. And then and the next person, the next what most important would be your spouse, and then on from there, your children. But the Lord, you don't even exist without him.
Exactly.
And we're in the greatest, even now, even though it's weakening, it's still the greatest nation in the world. We have it really good, even though on the horizon, we can see some very bad things. I don't know if this is really getting to your point, but that's basically what Jesus was saying. There are going to be some very bad things. And he sped in that sermon, Matthew 24, Luke 21. Most of it is not about the sign of Jesus' return. He was asked, well, what will be the sign of Jesus? Well, he did give about six or seven really strong details indicating that it will be a comet, including the falling stars. But the emphasis is elsewhere. I mean, it's a long sermon, and there's only about three or four verses on that. But I would like to mention this one story. I just found out last week. I'm taking a little bit of a digression, but it's a good one. Just this last week, I said, well, what are falling stars anyway? You know, I guess there's stuff in the sky that you get the impression that they're falling. I looked it up, and the originals are in the constellation, or make an appearance in the constellation Perseus. And it is these streaks in the sky that look like falling stars, because from the distance, the little bitty lights look like stars. And what they really are is comet debris. And I thought, well, I had already concluded that a comet was going to be the sign of Jesus' return. Now this, comet debris is falling stars. Some of the stuff in there is just amazing. I mean, the evidence is so overwhelming when you really start getting into it. You think you've really got it, and then there's a whole bunch more. Well, I haven't found a single one it contradicts that postulation. But I think God really wants us to know what's going to be going on in the end time.
Yeah. He said, I'm not saying this in a mystery. I'm saying it plainly. Why don't you understand what I'm saying? Like he did to Nicodemus. But, you know, I know our main focus should be on evangelism and sharing the word with those who are lost and on their way to hell. I mean, if they persist in rejecting the word of God and the offer of salvation in, by, and through Christ Jesus, that is going to be their ultimate destination. But those efforts are also being thwarted of spreading the gospel by laws and human powers right now, really more than ever. What should we be prepared for as the time draws closer to wrapping up, you know, what's known as the Christian age, especially, you know, yes, this is a worldwide type of thing, but in the United States, you know, we haven't really been suffering the Christian persecution like, you know, in Muslim countries and in China and things like that, where, you know, they'll just pull you off the streets and chop off your head. But, you know, what should we be looking at that the future is holding for us?
I envision another Soviet Union. Only this one would be the whole world. And so just read up on Stalin. You know, Hitler killed 20 million. Well, Stalin killed probably 10 times that many if you count all of the countries that he dominated. It's really bad. And that is the thrust, the leadership in the United States right now. They say, well, if they're honest, they'll say, well, we're socialists. But they're not totally honest, because there's only two kinds of socialism by definition. And there's Nazism. The Z in Nazism is socialisti. And then there's communism. Well, if you say the word Nazi to one of these socialists, they go, well, what does that leave? What are they? And where are we headed? It really is pretty obvious where we're headed. But it's only going to be temporary.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
It's not like, you know, Wormbrand spent 12 years suffering, you know, being tortured. Well, most of us would, I don't know if I would last one, but 12 years, but 3.5, it doesn't sound like a whole lot compared to 12. It isn't. It isn't. It really isn't. In terms of human history, 3.5 years is not that long.
Oh yeah.
And Jesus even said, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of believers, I am going to shorten that.
Amen.
It's not going to get out of hand. I am going to shorten it. And he said, and I'll say this again. He said, don't be afraid. Don't even worry. He said, don't even worry. He said, yeah. Trust me. Trust God. And I must say, my pastor preaches a lot of that. And my wife, she was a real truster of God. Amen. And when you're around people like that, you know, it helps you to at least yeah. refocus a little bit.
Amen.
But it's going to be necessary to be prepared, I think, because this could happen all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
According to Washington.
Look at the mandates, you know, that came out, you know, I was just talking with someone on an interview a couple of days ago, you know, started just 15 days. You know, we're shutting everything down for 15 days. You know, that's it. Well, okay. We need 30. We need 90. We need the year, you know, and it just, but once they had you marching in obedience, it just kept expanding. It never regressed. You know, it just kept, they kept expanding. And I tell people right now, they are not going to relinquish their control on the power that they've already established.
That's right. And they got it primarily through COVID, which yep. by
the pestilence,
what I learned, it appears that this was a combination deal, that it was funded by billionaires in very, very high positions, including the head of one of our political parties, mm-hmm. and including one of the internet billionaers, feeding a whole bunch of money into the communist, to this research place where they were creating the virus, mm-hmm. and then of course they feed it. There was a one feeding of it in Orlando Airport near here, where I live in Central Florida. And the next day, 50 cases turned up. All of a sudden, oh, well, no, what a coincidence. Yeah, right. the whole thing is orchestrated in such a way to scare people. It's a subtle form of terrorism to terrify people, to frighten them so that they will agree to do anything, even though they have no right to. Even the president is not a dictator, not yet, but he's acting like one. He's declaring, you do this, you do that. Well, it's the same way with COVID. We've had bad things before. My mother had polio, but we didn't shut down the country.
Right. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. They're trying to shut down the country. And the other part of it was to get the election in such a way that they could ease the restrictions so they could get all millions of bogus votes, which is what they did. And then use the COVID. Well, you know, these poor people, they have to make it easier for them to vote, you know, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of judges said, oh, yeah, do that. And so we know what happened.
Amen.
One of the least, possibly the worst qualified human being in the history of this planet to run for president, allegedly won. And now I'm getting political. But this man doesn't have, you know.
Exactly. And the his replacement, I mean, she couldn't even win her own primary in her own state. So there is not a popular theory behind that as well. But anyway, what kinds of things should we individually and collectively as a body of believers, for that matter, what kinds of things should we start preparing for right now, good or bad, as times are starting to draw near?
There's one place in there where Jesus said, be prepared to take flight when a certain thing, when something really bad happens in the temple. Well, this could mean a church, you know, let's start burning churches down. Be prepared to flee. I have started, and I'm hoping my sons are going to help me with this, to try to gather together some foods that will last a long time. Some means of, it's fire, food, water, clothing, shelter. Those are the things that we need to be thinking about, not just where you are and where I am, but out there, because we may have to spend, or our family, I don't know if I will, but I know, I'm pretty sure my family, my sons and their children will wind up in a situation, and both of them have experience out there, living out there. And of course, the United States was founded by people who did that. They came over and they had to live out there until they could, you know, build and settle in. So it's not that it's impossible, because it can be done. And there are ways of finding the food, water, access to things to make the fire, and you can take some clothing with you. But that seems to me, I think that's really, for that one occasion, it was very specific. Jesus said, you will need to flee when this happens. And it may not be for long, but you better do it. Otherwise, you know.
You're going to get swept up in it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, we'll be facing things, as we alluded to earlier, that Christians have not faced, you know, at least here in the United States, but basically Christians since the Roman times haven't faced for the most part. How can believers prepare for what you've been sharing with us, so that we don't falter under the pressure? Because right now you see all these companies, you know, are saying, if you don't get your vaccine, you're fired, you know, type thing. And, you know, the parents are like, I have to take care of the family. I got to have a job. I got to have provision. You know, I'll just do what they say. And, you know, I'll get my shot. I'll still wear the mask, you know, just so I can keep my job, type thing. What can we do to prepare for us? Because if they think this is pressure, you know, if they read the Bible, this is nothing compared to what's coming.
So, well, first of all, I have an optometrist, and he and I, there's no more masks. when I have mine on, it's always to hear those masks are destructive of the immune system, and they're more of a danger than a help. They might keep out some of the viral particles, but they definitely will damage the immune system because they make you breathe in your own carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. Now, carbon dioxide is not poisonous, but when you're breathing it over and over and over again, you're harming your own health. And I think this is one reason why the COVID is worse now than it was a year ago. A year ago, 99% of the people were recovering. More people are dying from it now because they've been wearing masks and they've affected their immune systems. So as far as the masks are concerned, do whatever it takes to pretend you're wearing one, but really don't, because they're very harmful. And I think that's part of the big plot. Mm-hmm. You know, you can damage the people and kill off a bunch of them, and then it'll be easy to take over. And even one of our recent candidates for presidency, that was a big part of her her goals were to reduce the population.
Oh yeah.
And this, of course, is part of the socialist, the Marxist plan, where you can get the population down and build up the populations in the hostile states, and pretty soon they'll dominate and they'll win, and you'll have what you want, which will be world domination by socialists. So I would, as far as Christians are concerned, I would say first of all, I would say don't watch TV news. I haven't watched them in 40 years. But if you do, pretend that everything, because it's probably right, pretend that everything you hear is a lie. Mm. So do the exact opposite of what they say to do. That's what I would do if I still watched, because they're lying. They're lying to you. I think that relates to what you're saying about what we can expect and what we should do. Maybe it's not what you were wanting me to touch on.
Well, you say there's one important issue not being discussed in end time living. What is that one thing?
Now I'm losing my train of thought. I'll think of it. One issue is not being discussed. Out of my train of thought right now. There's actually
lots of things
more than one. Yeah. But I think the biggest thing for Christians right now is the positive. Trust God. If you got a problem, leave it to Him in prayer. There's this one beautiful, wonderful song now on YouTube. It's by Charity Gale, and it's called "I Speak Jesus." And two-thirds of the way through, she sings, "Come Holy." She says, "Come Holy Spirit." Mm. Well, that's what we need to be doing now. The song ends with glory in our lives. If we commit ourselves to praying and loving God and just focusing on Him and His will for us, He'll show us.
Oh yeah.
Because individually, it's going to be different for you, for me, for everybody. But He'll show us if we seek His input. He will. He'll show us.
Amen. Amen. And David, in your book and in the Bible, for that matter, we're told that those who endure to the end will be blessed. As we pray for the end times in this world, we've talked about a little bit about what life will be like for believers who refuse to bow. But as these mandates become more and more invasive, you know, like I said, right now we see the penalties as, well, you can't come to work. You're not going to get paid unless you get your shot, show us you got your shot, and still wear a mask, and do this, and do that. And like I said, I relate it to, this is the first warning shot over the bow, if you want to call it that. But as we prepare for the end times that the Bible talks about, how much worse is it going to get for the believers who refuse to bow to the mandates of this world?
Well, for that, I would say read a Wormbrand book, because he goes through detail by detail what happened to him and the people around him who were, they were arrested and put in concentration camps. That's what we can expect, only again, it's not going to be for a long duration. And some of us may not happen. If you flee at the right time and you can live out there for, I don't know how long that would be, probably not the whole 3.5 years, but my son, this is relevant. One of my sons is talking about moving to Central America, Panama. He says, Panama is a pretty good place to be, right? Why not? Now, they're going to get it too eventually, but why not try to just keep ahead of the game? Because if we're going to get it before they do, why not move there? I'm not going to try to discourage him. If he wants to move there, take his family there, well, bless him. Because he may get another year of growth for his two boys and bring them to the point where they'll be more able to cope and be productive if they do have to have some kind of outdoor living for a while. Why not? I think each of us, the Lord, he is God and he can handle it, and he will. And it's going to be really hard. There's no question about it. Yep. But he can do it.
And like I said, we have the promise that if he who endures to the end will be saved, will be blessed, right, we will be with him. When all is said and done and all the dust settles, it'll still be God, Jesus, and us, the believers.
Right.
And the socialists will be gone.
The socialists will be down here wallowing around in the fire.
Amen. Amen. David, this has been so interesting. How can someone obtain a copy of your book, End Time Living, Despite Conflict and Hardship, All Is Well? Is it available on Amazon yet?
Yes. Actually, the new edition of it, and it's an attractive one. Eurolink does a good job with their books. It is on Amazon, and if they're out of it, you can order it, and they'll get it.
Okay.
You can get it from my website, which is www.endtimesmystery.com. You can order it there. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. I was told just the other day by my publisher that you can get it from any bookseller. If they don't have it handy, they can order it. But the quickest probably would be Amazon or Barnes & Noble, probably even quicker than my website. Truthfully, I'm just being truthful. Amazon has a great turnaround. You know, they get things out in a hurry.
Sometimes you get it overnight.
I just did actually just got something overnight.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. If someone wanted to get in contact with you to ask a question or like I said before, maybe do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
I'll give you my email address. It's Enoch, that's Enoch, the number 7, at comcast.net.
Okay. And your website again?
The website is www.endtimesmystery.com.
Amen. Amen. All right, I'll put that, like I said, I'll put all that down in the show notes below. Folks, as I said in the beginning of the program, there is absolutely no doubt, and after talking with David Herron today, there should be absolutely no doubt in your mind that we are living in the last of the last days before all of this wraps up. Now, time as we know it is about to end. I mean, for believers, that is victory. We enter into our eternal rest with Jesus and other believers forever. But for those that want to cling to this world, what they'll be entering into is indescribable pain and torment forever. I mean, we need to share the gospel with everyone we meet, especially family and friends. Start there. And as David Herron has detailed for us in his book, End Time Living, Despite Conflict and Hardship, All Is Well, we need to be prepared to stand for our faith and never waver. How long should we be prepared to stand? Well, for as long as it takes, even to the end. The scripture says, having all done to stand, stand therefore. And if you're prepared to stand forever, you'll find out you don't have to stand long, because the devil is not going to be able to budge you, and he's going to move on to somebody who he can manipulate. We need to share life to a dying world. We need to share the light in the midst of darkness. We need to share the truth in the midst of the lies and the corruption that we see happening all around us. I believe David Herron's new book, End Time Living, Despite Conflict and Hardship, All Is Well, will make a great Christmas gift for everyone on your list this year. I mean, as we're doing this recording and it's getting ready to be published, Christmas season is here. It is a word in season that can change the destiny of someone you love or someone you care about. Just drop down into the show notes, click the links, order your copies today. David, thank you for coming back on the program and sharing about your new book today. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Pastor Robert. Amen. He became sin who knew no sin, so that in him we could become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
How about
Amen.
That?
Amen. His word is true. The truth. Amen. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For David here and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.